Hayem Yem Chav Zayin Nissan. Dvarim Hamutarim. Permissible things. Im Oysa Oysam Lahana Ose. If a person does it for his personal pleasure, Heim Ra Gomor. They are completely evil. Meshikosov Rabbeinu Nishmas Eden. Tanya Perek Zayin, as the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya chapter 7. Lefi. And the reason for it is, the Kaddish Atzmucha B'mutaloch. As our sages teach us, sanctify yourself with what is permissible to you, meaning tzorich lahachnis kedusha bedvarim hamutarim. One must introduce holiness in permissible things. Sheyihia bohem tachlis shel teira u'mitzves, that they should serve a purpose of teira and mitzves. Yiras shomayim u'midesteves, the fear of God and good character traits. The Alter Rebbe in Tanya states clearly that there are permissible things. You're allowed to do it. But if you do it with the wrong intention, with the wrong reason, for example, if a person eats, but he eats not because he needs to sustain his health, he needs to have a strong body to be able to serve Hashem, but rather he wants to indulge in the pleasures, that is dragged down to complete evil, and you must elevate it through proper tshuva. So here the Rebbe explains the reason for it. Why is it complete evil? Because when a person does something, he must introduce holiness in what is permissible. This is what our sages teach us, that a person, when he does something that is permissible, it must serve a higher purpose. This comes from a maimer with the Friedrich Rebbe, where the Friedrich Rebbe describes there are spiritual ills like there are physical ills. And when a person is ill, it is possible that even a small, tiny ailment, if you don't attend to it, it can deteriorate to a terrible ailment that endangers your life. On the other hand, you can have the worst terrible ailment if you treat it with the proper medications, God helps, and you can get cured. But your first step is you must be determined to know what your illness is, and then you proceed to cure it. The same thing that Abba says is in spiritual illnesses. If you're not going to deal with the small ailments, it can deteriorate to a terrible illness. As the Gemara and our sages teach us, that there are illnesses of the evil inclination. What does that mean? A person is drawn to his animal soul's desires. They're permitted. They're not forbidden, but I want it. I like it. I enjoy indulging in food. And your animal soul is so coarse and vulgar that this is only the first step. And it takes you and it drags you down lower and lower. From the permissible, you go to forbidden. And even worse, you can cause others to sin because you indulged in your permissible desires. And the Rebbe uses an example. When a person has a clean-shaven head, no payas, no beard, and they don't realize that what they're doing, even if there are methods that you're allowed to do it, which is halachically acceptable according to those who say so, but other people don't know, and they see you, that you are clean shaven. They don't know that you did it in a permissible way. They learn from you and they will do it the forbidden way. And when you do it the forbidden way, you transgress 5 sins. And from this, it deteriorates to not putting on tefillin, and it goes on and on, only because he saw an honorable Talmud Chochem, a respectable person who indulged in his desire to remove his beard, even though he did it in a kosher way. And this is called the illness of the evil inclination. And therefore, before you do something, always think, what is the purpose? Is it going to bring me closer to Hashem? Is it going to bring me to serve Hashem better, to keep Torah mitzvahs better, to be a better God-fearing Jew? This is the reason you should do whatever you do. So our Rebbe addressed this. What exactly is the point here? Why is it so bad? The Rebbe explains, a person was created for the purpose because Hashem wants the person to create for him a dwelling place in this physical world. And this happens through doing mitzvahs. Everything I do is for the purpose of serving Hashem. Whatever I do, number one, it could be a forbidden thing. Number two, it could be a commandment, I must do it. And number three, it could be a permissible thing. What does it mean, a permissible thing? When you serve Hashem in whatever you do, for example, a person eats. He eats for the purpose of being healthy so he can serve Hashem. Not for the purpose of indulging in tasty and enjoyable food. When you eat, you elevate the food or you drag it down and you turn it into something which ends up being forbidden. Because either you actually did something forbidden or you at least prevented from a positive thing to happen. So when a person does something that he needs for his body, his intention has to be for heaven's sake. And if not, God forbid, then he drags it down to the negative forces, the klippa. And then when he ate something, a remnant of it remain in the body. And a person needs for this to go through the process of the torment of the grave to purify itself from this contamination of indulging in these pleasures. And therefore, a person must sanctify himself, and when he have something permissible, do it for the right purpose, and then you elevate it, you introduce holiness in everything you do.